Ow. It's the time of the week where we talk movies, and once again joining myself and Joe in the studio is the lovely Kat Ma.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Kat Ma. Comment allez-vous? Well, Kat Ma.
Bien.
Ça va?
Bien, merci à toi.
Oui. Mange too. Yes, sir, we're here to talk movies once again, and we're going to be looking ahead to what's coming up this week, which is the brand new movie featuring Dwayne Johnson,
The Rock,
which is called San Andreas.
The game.
San Andreas, and we'll be reviewing the film Tomorrowland, which I went and saw earlier on this week. We'll pick out some TV movies that are coming up this weekend, and we've also got some movie news that we're going to be going. And I'm going to start on the movie news right now. Have you seen the film Now You See Me? Which is like
no.
a magician's heist type thing with Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Michael Caine. There's a few people in it.
No,
it's quite good.
I saw the preview when I went to watch another film, and thought, actually, yeah, that does look quite good. But
it was pretty good.
I don't think it's not been on Sky.
Yes, yeah. It's been on Sky. It's been and gone.
Has it?
Been and gone. Yeah, because the sequel is just about to come out.
Are you sure it didn't appear on Netflix or something else?
No, it's not been on Netflix.
If it was on Sky, I'm sure I'd have watched it.
The success of the first one led to, of course, the sequel, which is just about to get released. But also, now it's been greenlit a third one.
Was it that successful? The first one,
yeah, it did really, really well. It was a surprise. That's the thing.
It was a surprise because it only took 30 million in its first weekend, but 350 million billion
yeah, worldwide. It was a big. And in this one, it's got a good cast. Jesse Eisenberg returns. Michael Caine is back. Woody Harrelson is there. Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, he's there, and Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe's in it as
My
well.
My lookalike.
Harry Potter.
He is little Harry Potter.
He's doing another magic film.
Is
he playing Harry Potter?
I wonder if he's got a wand. I'm quite looking. I will watch the sequel. I'm not too sure about the third one yet. Let's see if this sequel turns out to be okay. It's like DC booking loads of film opening slots for the next 10 years. But they really just need to make sure this Justice League thing works first of all before they do all of this. Marvel have done it quite well. Star Wars will do it because it's Star Wars. DC, I don't know. We'll see.
The cinema's losing all its magic.
Well, we're going to see. That's a good one, and that'll be coming out. Now You See Me 2, the second act, reunites everyone, save Fisher, and adds Jay Chou, Lizzie Kaplan, and, of course, Daniel Harry Potter Radcliffe, which is how he's known forevermore. Kat, what's your first bit of news? That's your news thing, by the way.
George Clooney has apologised for Batman and Robin.
Damn right.
All I remember about Batman and Robin...
Nipples?
No.
Was it not? Not Batman's nipples?
I remember
nipples.
Clinging to my mum in the cinema saying, "I'm really scared, can we go?"
I remember Batman and Robin purely for the fact that it was he had ridiculous nipples on the Batsuit.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life.
Well, he's acknowledged that. He said, "I thought it would be a career move."
Yeah.
And then he finished that with, "It wasn't." He was talking on Graham Norton's show. And he said he actually thought he'd destroyed the franchise.
Well, he did for a long time.
Reboot. Well, it wasn't just George's fault.
No, it was Joel Schumacher's fault.
I liked it. I mean,
this comes from the man whose favourite movie is Mr.
No,
Bean.
So I was a teenager at the time, and it introduced us to... Batwoman.
Batgirl, yeah. Bat Alicia Girl. Silverstone.
Yeah. Amazing. Poison Ivy. Was
Uma
that.
Thurman.
Yeah, and that's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Those two reasons.
You were a 15-year-old virile young man.
Yeah.
And Uma Thurman and Alicia Silverstone were on there.
Great. Great film. Best Batman film ever.
I thought I was about 5, but I was probably about 9, so I was a proper wuss.
Yeah, you really, really were a proper
and
wuss.
And I had Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze. What more do you want?
A good film. That's good what film. We want. Next bit of news: The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Now, there's God. A film that didn't really make a lot of money.
Is this the one with Sean Connery?
Yeah. Sean Connery. It's a 2003 superhero effort
with Vinnie Jones
from some very popular graphic novels by Alan Moore and Kevin O'Neill. Didn't really get a lot of love at the time. $179 million global haul from a £78 million budget. But that didn't count any marketing because, of course, that's the really expensive bit. So they do think, though, there's life in the old property.
No.
They do think so.
I think
they're
going to
try another movie.
That film made me realise I was going to be a cynic. I turned round and I said to all my friends, we must have been about 12 at the time, this is awful, can we leave? And they just
it
said,
was
like,
bad.
You never like anything.
It was bad. There's some highlights in it. Anytime you can see Sean Connery is always good. Jason Fleming's always good in anything he does. I'll always like him. So they're going to be trying a reboot of The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I think they made it quite adult. The one in 2003, which
it was quite adult,
which is why it probably didn't hit home. You know, if they make it a more family-friendly version, you know, get onto the Marvel sort of track, then I think it could have legs.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Look, no one expects a Guardians of the Galaxy to do as well as it has done. And, you know,
that's
I think
true.
These big comic
books... They need
books,
to do it right, yeah.
Yeah, if they do it right, then it will have legs.
There you go. So another League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, exciting stuff. Kat...
Red Room.
Ooh, The Shining.
The Shining is 35 years old. Maybe yesterday, but maybe today.
Yeah.
And there was a special screening that was hosted by a grown-up Danny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and 25 of the original cast and crew.
Wow-wee.
Yeah.
It is one of my favourite films.
I love it.
It's so, so good. And it's got one of the best opening sequences, I think, ever, because it's just so solemn. You don't hear any sound apart from just the music and the car driving through on the way to the Overlook Hotel, and there's just this foreboding music, and it is one of the best openings to a film, I think, anyway.
Yeah, really good.
It is really, really good. It really just sets the tone of what's going to be happening. It's Stanley Kubrick, one of Stanley Kubrick's best films. It's so, so good. And so often, Stephen King books get made into films and they're absolutely terrible.
Apart from Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, yeah. A great short story. That was only just a short story of his. But there's so many times they've been made into films and they're not good. It's great to see a Stephen King film that actually lived up to it. And Jack Nicholson, awesome.
Amazing.
And you like dressing up as a girl from The Shining, don't you?
Well, not for fun, just for Halloween.
It's just like every day. That's what she just loves it.
Guys,
kinky.
It is. Alluring. That's what that picture is, Kat. I'll tell you what, we're going to retweet that.
No, you're not.
Yeah, let's retweet it.
Let's retweet the picture of Katricia dressed up as one of the ghostly twins from The Shining. And just get, you know, favourite for alluring and retweet for scary.
A 10-year-old twin that has been hacked up by her dad is not alluring.
We'll leave that up to listeners of Yorkshire. Final bit of news from me, Bill Murray news. And this is like the greatest news ever. He's also a bit of a tradition at Christmas because you've got to watch Scrooged over Christmas. But now Netflix, the greatest streaming service in the world.
Get it, Joe.
Are backing...
I don't need it. I've got Sky.
A very Murray Christmas. This is a very special, special... at Christmas, called A Very Murray Christmas.
Yay.
And it's co-written by the actor alongside Sofia Coppola and Scrooge writer Mitch Glazer. Coppola is directing. It's going to be an homage to variety shows, but also guests will indeed show up, already confirmed: George Clooney, Amy Poehler, Michael Cera, Chris Rock, Maya Rudolph, Jason Schwartzman, Rashida Jones and Miley Cyrus. The special will debut in December on Netflix, but doesn't have a firm final date yet. So there's also a teaser trailer out for it right at the moment, so you can find out all about it. Just do a search for A Very Murray Christmas, and you'll see the little teaser. And it just got me all sorts of excited.
He's got a very big grin on his face, everybody.
I just love Bill Murray. I love Bill Murray so much. Kat, your final bit of news.
It did come out yesterday, but I thought it warranted us talking about it because we spoke about Will Poulter starring as Pennywise in It. Fukunaga. Cary Fukunaga.
Be careful how you say that.
Be careful.
The director of It has actually pulled out of the project,
so
I don't know if it's going to go ahead.
Okay.
So it was a dispute with the studio because he wanted to make the film into two films. He wanted to focus on the characters as children and then the characters as adults, and the studio were not keen on that.
Oh, I'm upset about that. I hope it does go ahead. I love Will Poulter and I love that book as well, so I'm hoping they do a good job on it. I think that'll be quite good. New films out this week. We're going to be reviewing Tomorrowland very, very shortly. But before we do go into the new film, you've got some breaking rock news.
Well, not breaking rock news. The Rock cries in this next trailer.
He cries.
Well, I don't know if he cries in the trailer. He cries in the film.
Does he?
And he's revealed what he uses to make himself cry in films.
Tweezers.
Tweezers, or is it ammonia?
Onions.
Does he pinch himself? No, that's not going to hurt The Rock, is it?
No.
Someone's going to come up and knee him in the nads. That's what's going to happen.
It's actually a Whitney Houston song.
Oh,
didn't we almost have it all?
No! Was he singing in his head?
Yeah, and after the first line of the chorus, he's there.
We almost have it all.
I was relying on you singing it because I haven't heard it.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. I've heard that song. So let's have a look at this this new film. It's out this week. It's San Andreas. It's all earthquakey. It's special effecty, and it stars Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
People need to know that the shaking is not over. We'll get hit again, and it's going to be a bigger monster. I've been for
long. Oh my God.
The earth will literally crack open, and you will feel it on the East Coast.
There you go, San Andreas. Effectively, they're calling it disaster porn. It's the first earthquake movie since Earthquake in 1974.
They took a lot of the ideas from that film, unsurprisingly.
So San Andreas is the big new movie this week. We'll find out a little bit more about that and maybe get Kat to go and see it over the weekend.
Maybe.
We're going to be reviewing Tomorrowland next and picking out the movies on TV this weekend after we hear from the Spencer Davis Group on Radio Yorkshire. Proper music, proper sport, proper radio. It's Wednesday morning, 10 minutes away from 10. Give me some loving. We're talking movies till 10 with Joe Rawson, and in the studio as well is Kat Marr.
Hello.
TV movies coming up very shortly. The best of what we've found on the Gogglebox coming up very shortly indeed. First, though, Tomorrowland, which is the new movie from Brad Bird. It's out in the cinemas right at the moment. And it stars George Clooney and also stars Hugh Laurie. Which, yeah, it was nice to see Hugh Laurie in something, because it has been a while. Britt Robertson, who plays the main star Casey Newton, and effectively, whenever Casey touches this label pin that she finds, she gets arrested for doing some shenanigans at a NASA site. She gets arrested, and she, when she's collecting her stuff from the police, she has this little pin with a T on it. Whenever she touches it, it sends her off to Tomorrowland. But she doesn't realise that at the time. It's a city filled with huge robots, sleek buildings. And then a gifted young woman whose name is Athena recruits her to, with the help of scientist Frank Walker, George Clooney, who's a previous visitor to Tomorrowland, who years ago he made a discovery about the future. And they have to go to Tomorrowland and sort things out and then hopefully save the world. That's effectively the premise, OK? The film itself is based on a ride. So it's like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a Disney ride slash theme park type thing that Tomorrowland is over in Disney World. Okay, I have not been to Tomorrowland at Disney World. I'm not aware of the oeuvre. So I went into it quite blind. I went and saw it at the IMAX at Castleford. Because I thought it's Brad Bird. Last IMAX film I saw of Brad Bird's was Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol. Very impressive it was. You don't need to see this in IMAX. You don't need to see it in IMAX. It's good seeing it on the big screen. It looks beautiful. The world looks fantastic. And those bits look absolutely superb. Apart from a couple of scenes where it looks a bit Spy Kids. If you remember the special effects from Spy Kids, where it really looked like they were green screening.
Who remembers the spy? Who's seen that
I
film?
Remember that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Seen Spy Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, I suppose you like Mr. Bean.
You like Mr. Bean, mate. You would love Spy Kids. Spy Kids would be your godfather. Tomorrowland, look, I love Brad Bird. I'm glad he's going back and doing Incredibles 2. I was really disappointed with this. Some of the acting in it is atrocious. The lead, very good, Britt Robertson. George Clooney does George Clooney with his little head wobbles, and he does just his normal George Clooney stuff. Hugh Laurie doesn't really make much of an effort. He doesn't really, you know, he is just
there for the check,
phoning it in.
American in it or British?
He's British. So that's good news.
Good news.
But he doesn't really have a lot. It's written, and this is where I think the scripting is a little bit... Well, it's just not as intelligent as you thought it could be. Where it's written by Damon Lindelof, who, of course, was quite good when he wrote Lost initially with J.J. Abrams, but then wrote Prometheus. Didn't really do so well on that. So I think it's a little bit of a problem with the scripting. Also, one of the actors who is Raffery Cassidy plays Athena, a robot. And, yeah, she's not good. She's not good at all. It's possibly one of the worst child actors I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's harsh.
Just really, really bad. Really, really child actory. And that really grates with me.
So what you're saying is it's rubbish.
It's not rubbish. It's okay. It's popcorn fare. It's just not as good as I thought it was going to be. When you see the trailers, I looked at it and I thought, this looks brilliant.
What certificate is it?
It's a PG-15, a PG, I think.
So it's aimed at kids, as a family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a family fantasy film, yeah.
Yeah.
But not that good. Not that good.
See, from an outsider's point of view, I'd think maybe they got the audience confused, because if I was 13,
yeah,
I'd think, oh, that's too young for me. But I reckon my mum would have been a bit cautious to take me if I was about 8, because it looks quite... Is it not violent? It looks like a couple of
violence. There's a few bits of violence in there, but then there's some few bits like, ooh.
And then it looks like it would be a social commentary shoved down your neck, and you'd be like,
there is quite a lot of that.
Come on, I'm not killing the planet.
It is all about that, how we can save the planet. We know what we've got to do to save the planet. Why aren't we doing it? That's the message, and it's got some big messages.
It poses a big question, but That seems that good. Seems heavy for a family film.
Yeah. It's very heavy. Listen, we've got about a minute left, so we've got to do some TV films. I'm going to go for True Lies, which is on. We're going to do one TV film each. Okay? I'm going for True Lies Friday, E4, 9 o'clock. Arnold Schwarzenegger as a spy. He's great at it, and it really is a good film. Directed by James Cameron. I love that film. Cat.
Cloverfield, Saturday, film for 0.45.
Nice.
2.20.
That is a really, really good film. Excellent
really
film.
Good.
Really, it's like found footage of like an alien invasion. Brilliant stuff.
Frost, Nixon.
Wow, he's picked a good film.
Sunday, BBC Two, 11 p.m. Michael Sheen, Frank Langella, directed by Ron Howard.
It's a great film.
What more do you want?
It's a great film.
As a journo, it's a great film to watch. It, you know, the story of how David Frost chases the interview. Fantastic.
I'm impressed.
You've redeemed yourself, Joe.
Also, Guilty Pleasure. Guilty Pleasure. Jazz Singer. 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. True Entertainment. Neil Diamond at his very best.
I don't have one for once.
Do you not have a guilty pleasure?
No, my brain.
East is East. Friday, 9 p.m. Film 4.
There we go.
Good film.
Kat, once again, an absolute pleasure.
Adieu.
We will see you again next week. So more movie chat next week. The Music Melee is coming up after 10.